வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is an initiation lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 16th of March, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
The mantra, Namo apavitra pavitra va sarvavasthanga topi va yasmare pundari kakhyam sa bahyabhantaram suchi. This purificatory process, according to Vedic system, there is a purificatory process. Janmanad jayate sudra. By birth, everyone is born a Shudra. A Shudra means without any knowledge and simply full of lamentation. Suchati. So, the Vedic process is that from the low grade position to bring the human society to the highest, topmost position. Generally, it is the first topmost position is to become a Brahmana in the society. Chatubbannam maya system gunakarma vibhava. Four divisions of the social system are there. According to quality and work. That is very natural. In this world, everyone is accepted on quality and work. If you have got the qualification of a good lawyer, and if you have done very nicely your activities, then you are selected as the High Court judge. The High Court judge is selected among the lawyers in the court. It is not appointed from outside. A lawyer who has done his legal profession very nicely, the government offers him the post that he will become a High Court judge. So, this quality and worth is estimated everywhere and in all circumstances. Bhagavad Gita recommends, Krishna says personally, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chaturbarnam maya system guna karma vibhaya. So that process is applicable at all time. And Narada Muni, he also gives description to Yudhishthira Maharaj while they were talking about the Varnasram. So Narada Muni gave different symptoms of different Varna, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Then at the conclusion he said, Jasahi jat lakshanam pruktam varnabhivanjakam jadi annatrapi disheta tatte naiva vinirvishet. He said that I have already explained the different symptoms of different varnas. Brahmana will be like that, Kshatriya will be like that, Vaishya will be like that, Shudras will be like that. So he says, if these symptoms are found anatra, suppose one is not born in the Brahmin family, he might have taken birth in a lower family, But he has acquired, if he has acquired the qualities of a Brahmana, he should be accepted as Brahmana. This is the process. Or if one is born in a Brahmana family, but he has not attained the qualities, neither he is working as a Brahmana, then he should be accepted either Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. This is the system. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also wanted to introduce this system. Kibab Shudra Kibab Vipra Nasikane Noy Jai Krishna Tattavetta Sai Guruha. He never accepted this, that by birth, no. Either he is a Brahman or he is a Shudra, by caste or by birth. The Kivavi Prativa Shudra, Nasikaneno. Either he is a Grihastha or a Sannyasi. It doesn't matter. He can become a Guru. How? Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta. One who knows the principles of Krishna consciousness, one who understands Krishna, he can become a Guru. A Guru is the post given to the sannyasis, to the brahmanas. Without becoming a brahmana, nobody can become a sannyasi, and sannyasi is supposed to be the Guru of both all the ashramas and all the varnas. From preaching what? We require so many sannyasis. People are suffering all over the world for want of Krishna consciousness. My Guru Maharaj used to say that there is no scarcity. This is false propaganda. The only scarcity is that there is no Krishna consciousness. That is it. Difficult. Actually, that is a fact. Take some practical example. I have traveled all over the world many times. I have seen America from village to village, Africa, Australia. There is so much land vacant that if we properly utilize them, we can produce so much food grains that we can feed 10 times as many population as it is now. That's a fact. We do not utilize the land properly. And Krishna has given us the formula. Annad bhavanti bhutani. You produce anna. Annad bhavanti bhutani. Then the animals and the human beings will be well fed and they will be happy. If anyone, either animal or man, has his belly filled up with sufficient food, he will never be dissatisfied. That is the nature. So unfortunately, we are not following the instruction of Bhagavad Gita. If we follow the whole social system, political system, economic system of the whole world, will be very, very nice and everyone will live very peacefully and there will be no fight, no ism, no schism. Everything will be all right. That is the purpose of Krishna consciousness. Don't think that Krishna consciousness is a matter of sentiment. No, it is practical. Just like in America, they produce huge amount of grains. Sometimes they throw it in the sea on account of overproduction. Why? Overproduction should be given on the sea. It should be utilized. There are so many people starving. But this political situation is there that everyone is thinking, this is my country, this is my home, this is my land. This is called Maya. Ahangamameti. Janasamohoyam. Ahangamameti. Everyone is under this impression, I am this body and anything belonging to this body, that is mine or my nation. This conception should be given up, that is Krishna consciousness. Ishavasam idam sarvam. Everything belongs to the Supreme Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita also the same thing is confirmed. Bhoktaram jagrutavasam sarvaloko maheswaram suhidam sarvabhutanam gyatya mam shanti. The shanti, everyone is trying to have peace. Peace of the mind, peace of the society, peace of the nation. Very good. But you do not know how to get this peace. That is described in every Vedic literature. Therefore, Vedic knowledge is so important. Nitya nityanam chetana chetananam. The Supreme Lord is the leader. He is also a living being like us. He is not a dead stone. He is just like Krishna when he comes. He lives like us, that's a human being. So similarly, Krishna is a living being like us. He has got also two hands, two legs, one head, as you have got. But what is the difference between you and him? The difference is that eka, that singular number living being, vidudati kaman bahuna, he maintains everyone. And we are maintained. That is the difference. We, plural number living entities, we are maintained. And he, the Supreme Lord, being, Supreme Being, in the dictionary English, they say God means Supreme Being. The Supreme Being, he is also living being, he is not a dead stone. The difference is that he is the maintainer and we are maintained. He is the ruler, we are ruled. This difference we have to understand. And he is the proprietor, we are servant. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy is this. That is the fact. Jiver sarupai nitya Krishna dar. So, this consciousness, Krishna consciousness, is being spread all over the world for the peace of the world, for the peace of the mind, for the peace of the society. So, take it very seriously. It is very authorized. It is not a concocted speculation. It is fact. And it is happening so. Now, these American boys and girls who have come spending thousands of rupees here, and they have no such distinction that here is Indian, he is African, he is Brahmin, he is Kshatriya. Why? Because they have taken to Krishna consciousness. So this moment is so important that everyone from every part of the world, they should take part in this movement, and there will be peace in the world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthday is today, in this land, in this very spot we are sitting now. He appeared for this mission. And he said that, Bharat bhumite manushya janma haila ja, janma sarthak kari karo paropaka. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Prithivite ache jato nagaradigram sarvatra prachar haive mahala. That is being done. And the people from all parts of the world are responding. There is very, very good scope for spreading this Krishna consciousness movement. And learned circle, important men in all parts of the society and world, they are appreciating this mission. Bharat Bhumite Manushai, it was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire that especially those who are born in India and especially in Bengal, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this land of Bengal, so it is a duty to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. But unfortunately, they are not coming forward. Anyway, it doesn't matter whether he is Bengali or Hindu or Muslim. Anyone who knows the science of Krishna, he can spread this Krishna consciousness movement, and there is great necessity, and the preaching work is meant for the sannyas. So we have got some sannyasis who are doing very nicely. So today we shall meet a number of sannyasis more to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And those who are going to take sannyas, they should remember how much responsibility they have got. So live like a very strict sannyasi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took himself sannyas at the age of 24 years. So it is not that in old age one has to take sannyas. That is not in this shastra. From brahmachari ashram, one can enter into the grihastha ashram or vanaprastha ashram or sannyas ashram as he thinks fit. There is no such rules and regulation that only the old man without any energy he'll take sannyas. No. Rather, the young man, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did personally, he was 24 years old, he had beautiful wife, young wife, 16 years old at home, very, very affectionate mother. And his position was very great, not as a Brahmin, but still as a young man, he could collect 100,000 of men by his order only to make civil disobedience movement upon the Qazi in this land. So the civil disobedience movement was started by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for a good cause. So there are so many things. I especially appeal to the native of this land to take part in this movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the benefit of the world. And we are trying to construct a very attractive temple here. Let them cooperate. It doesn't matter whether he is Hindu, Muslim. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is for everyone. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Haridas Thakur as his chief desire. Haridas Thakur was born in a Mohammedan family. And his mission was to introduce this Hare Krishna mantra chanting, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam, Oh, Nasri Manasri. And he made Haridas Thakur Namacharya, the acharya to introduce Hare Krishna mantra, and Haridas Thakur was chanting 3 lakhs counting daily, that is whole day and night. So nice moment, everyone should take part in it and dedicate to the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it is not at all difficult. It is very easy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Amar agyay guru haiya taro ei desh, jare dakho tare kaho Krishna bolesh. Anywhere, either you are in this district or that district, it doesn't matter. Either you are at home or outside home, it doesn't matter. You become a guru. Everyone. How shall I become guru? I have no qualification. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you don't require any qualification, you simply require one qualification, that you repeat the instruction of Bhagavad Gita. That's all. Jare rakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. That's all. You become a guru. Don't adulterate Krishna upadesh like a rascal and nonsense. Present it as it is, Bhagavad Gita. Then you become a guru. You can become guru in your family, you can guru your society, your nation, wherever you are. And if it is possible, you go outside and preach this mission of Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, our movement's name is Krishna Consciousness. Whatever Krishna says, you accept and preach, you become guru. Thank you very much.